They let me do whatever I wanted. And what had been surfacing in me was fear. I was 25, and I was starting to get the creepy legacy of my dad rising in me as a human being. And I had to latch onto something. So I latched onto war. I had a terrible dread of war. And so I did a painting called The Futility of War, of a bunch of men in a trench, surrounded by all the national flags, showing that war destroys not only the loser, but the victor. And I found a Second World War. I can only find a Second World War uniform. And I wore it. And for the whole of the summer holiday in 76, I painted in a blacked out room, covered up all the windows with black paper, wore the uniform, put a spotlight on me, and rigged up a mirror, and I painted all the men. I had a muddy face and the spotlight, and I painted my own self-portrait over and over and over again in all the soldiers. I needed a model, and I was there, so it was useful. And so I painted all these men in the trenches and got to... We dyed all the flags at home using hospital bedsheets thrown out from the local hospital, dyed them all and sewed them together. And I took them down on the beach and put red-hot pokers through them like machine gun fire and singed them and wrapped them in barbed wire as a frame to the painting. It was really quite dramatic. It was very emotional.